Miss Hattie Hall, sworn in for the defendant, 41st, to testify. I am a stenographer for the National Pencil Company. I do most of the work in the office of Montag Brothers. Whenever it is necessary, I go down to the National Pencil Factory and do work there. I saw Mr. Frank about 10 o'clock of the morning of April 26th at Montag Brothers when he came over there that morning. He came in Mr. Sig Montag's office, where I was taking dictation, and I told him that I didn't know whether I would be able to go over there that morning or not, as Mr. Montag was giving me letters, and Mr. Frank said, "Well, come if you possibly can." He had previously asked me over the telephone to come over to the factory. That was about half an hour before he came over to Montag Brothers. I had called him up to get a duplicate bill of lading, and in the course of the conversation, I asked him if he would need me over there that morning. On account of his having an inexperienced stenographer over there, I had been going over there all during the month of April on that account. He said, "Please come over, I have some work for you to do." It was 20 or 30 minutes after that he came over to Montag's. When he came in, I told him that I was afraid I couldn't go over on account of the work I had to do at Montag's, but Mr. Montag finished his dictation in a few minutes, and I then told Mr. Frank that I would have time to come over there and that I would be over there later. I started over to the factory between 10:30 and 11. I went alone. It takes about 5 minutes to get over there, and I reached there before 11 o'clock. I don't know whether Mr. Frank was there when I got there. I waited in the outer office a few minutes before I started to work. I went in the inner office to get the orders to acknowledge for Mr. Frank. I acknowledged them for Mr. Frank. I acknowledged them in the outer office. I do the typewriting in the outer office. These are the 11 orders, defendants exhibit 11 to 24 inclusive, that Mr. Frank handed me, and I acknowledged. You notice my initials on them, HH. I put on there, acknowledged, April 26th, by HH. Mr. Frank got the orders when he went over to Montag Brothers and brought them back with him. The acknowledgments are the first step in that case. Several people came in while we were working. Two men, one whose son worked there, came in and spoke to Mr. Frank about the boys being in some trouble in the police court. They went into the inner office to talk to him, and he came out to the outer office with them. Miss Corinthia Hall and Mrs. White also came in there in Mr. Frank's office, and I talked with him. During this time, Mr. Frank was not doing any work on the financial sheet. I find in this book, Defendants Exhibit 12, all of the 11 orders which I acknowledged that morning. One order seems to be missing. I just find a requisition sheet for that. I did not enter those orders on the book. It looks like Mr. Frank's handwriting. I did not write any of these requisition sheets. The entering of the requisition was done after I acknowledged the orders, because when they enter them, the house order number is put on them when they are put in the book, and there was no house orders on them when I acknowledged them. Therefore, it had to be done afterwards. The requisition sheets are not made out until they are entered on the house order book, and then acknowledged, and then the requisition sheets are made. These 8 letters, Defendants Exhibit 8, were dictated to me Saturday morning by Mr. Frank, and I typewrote them there in the outer office. After finishing them, I took them in the inner office to him. I did not file these carbon copies, but left them with Mr. Frank. Throughout the time that I was there that morning with Mr. Frank, he did no work on the financial sheet. As I was ready to leave, the noon whistle was blowing. At that time, I was in the outer office. I went downstairs and remembered that I had left my umbrella, went back, got my umbrella, and started out. When I pushed the clock, it was 12:02. I did not see any little girl come along about that time. Cross-examination. The stenographer the pencil company had was inexperienced and did only about 1/3 of the work, and that's the reason I had to do the other. I was getting $12, 50 a week on April 26th. I am now getting $15. When I was first employed, they said they would give me a raise on August 1st. I insisted that I be raised on July 1st, but they wouldn't give it until August 1st. It was I that called Mr. Frank over the telephone. I did not insist on going over there. He insisted on my coming. The acknowledgments consisted of stamping orders with a number, putting the dates down there and acknowledging them by postcards sent to the people. Mr. Frank did not leave Montag's with me. He left before I did. He didn't know how long it was going to take me to write those letters. Mr. Montag hadn't finished dictating to me when I talked to him, so he did not wait. While I was there in the office, 2 men and 3 women came in. The ladies came after the office boy had left, and he said he left about 11:30. The men were in the inner office with him about 5 or 10 minutes. I was in the outer office. I started to work typewriting about 2 minutes after he finished dictating the letters. I don't know how long it took me to write them. I am not a very rapid typist. During the time I was writing, Mr. Frank was in the inside office, except when he came out to talk to Mrs. White and came to the door with those men. After typing them, I took them in to him to sign. He folded the letters and put them in the envelopes himself. He did not ask me to stay until he looked over the letters. As to what else there was to be done that day, from the looks of the papers on his desk, he had a good many to dispose of. He went through them, as he was dictating to me, and there were a good many that he had to get rid of. I was over at the factory the previous Saturday morning. He was not working on the financial sheet. I got up for him the number of gross deliveries and the price, and made an average charge of how much each gross would cost. That was a part of the data necessary for the financial sheet. When I testified before the coroner, I thought that was the financial sheet itself, because I had never seen a financial sheet before. I know now that it was the average sheet. I transferred some of those things to the average sheet. I never did see the financial sheet. Mr. Montag gets it. I did not help Mr. Frank on the financial sheet the previous Saturday. It was the average sheet I helped him on. I discovered my error as to this being the average sheet and not the financial sheet soon after the coroner's inquest. I know that Mr. Frank was not working on the financial sheet on the Saturday morning previous to the 26th. He was busy with something else altogether. He simply gave me that data to work on. I did not identify the financial sheet at the coroner's inquest. I didn't even know it. I was not in Mr. Frank's inner office on April 26th, excepting when I got the orders from him. When I told the coroner's jury, if I did tell them that, I didn't remember being in his inner office at all. I have never been in a courtroom before. I was so rattled that I wasn't exactly myself. Mr. Frank told me that morning he wished Mr. Schiff would come over and finish the data, that he couldn't fix the financial sheet until Mr. Schiff got up the data, and he had Alonzo Mann telephone him to come over there to do it, but Mr. Schiff didn't come while I was there. I said at the coroner's inquest that I didn't see Mr. Frank working on any of these books that day, that I was in the outer office and he was in the inner office. There wasn't any such looking sheet as the financial on his desk. When I was in there, he was at work on a pile of letters and things like that. Redirect examination. When I was first employed at the factory, Mr. Nix said to me, I will give $12.50 a week when the busy season opens up about the 1st of August. I will raise it to $15. About the middle of June, I asked him to raise it on the 1st of July, but he said, we will wait until August 1st. At that time, I testified at the coroner's inquest. I had never seen any of the financial sheets. I did not write a figure on that financial sheet. At the inquest, I thought the average sheet was the financial sheet. I told Mr. Frank that I couldn't stay longer than 12 o'clock, and he asked me to stay all the afternoon and help him, that he was busy. I also heard him ask Harry Gottheimer to come over in the afternoon.